Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we have two programs in one. The first half of the program, we will be talking about a brand new facility, Clatsop Care Memory Community in Warrenton. And we have in the studio the administrator, Mindy Stokes, as well as Brandy Sweeney Everard, who is the activities director. So that's the first half of the program. The second half of the program, we will be talking with Jane Cartwright, who is the president of the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, about their big fundraiser this fall, Saturday, October 10th, the Country Chef Home Tour extraordinaire, and that's from 11 to 4 on Saturday, October 10th. So let's go to the first half, and today I will welcome Mindy Stokes, administrator of Clatsop Care Memory Community. Hi, Mindy.
Hello, Donna. Thanks for having me.
Very happy to have you in the studio, Mindy. And also, Brandy. Brandy, please say hello to our audience.
Hello, audience. Good to be here.
I can see why you're the activities director. You probably make people laugh.
That's okay. True.
So let's just hear just a teeny bit about each one of you before we talk about what this new facility is and offers to our community.
Okay.
Mindy.
So I've been in town for 8 years. I worked at the college for 5, and then I transitioned to long-term care, started at Clatsop Care Center, which is a nursing home and rehab center, and my sister company before I moved over to work full-time with people with dementia.
Okay, and we'll talk about what that means. And where were you before you came here, Mindy?
I was in Florida, and before that, California.
All right, and you can. And now we have rain today. How fabulous. We love this rain. We need this rain. All right, thanks, Mindy. And Brandy, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
I have lived here for almost 6 years now. I started in the hospitality field and then started volunteering at the care center and became the activities director there and then transitioned over to the memory community in July.
And where did you come from before you were here?
Yellowstone National Park.
Really?
Yeah.
I
worked at the Old Faithful Inn.
Oh, you did. All right. And now you're being faithful in different ways.
That's
because
right.
You're working with people that I know it's very rewarding, as we've talked about just mm-hmm. before we came on the air. But before we talk about what it is you all do, let's talk about what this brand new facility does. What is Clatsop Care Memory Community in Warrenton?
So it's an idea that has been, this facility has been in the works for a decade. And it's specifically for people with dementia because we all know how prominent that is today. It's a 20,000 square foot facility and it can have 32 people live there, mostly private rooms. I do have 4 double rooms. And what we do is we provide a quality of life for folks who traditionally have been living at home or in nursing homes where maybe their needs can't be met as much. And we do that by providing a home-like atmosphere. And we're very activities directed. So that means that we offer quality of life activities from 12 to 8 every single day of the week. And we do that through all kinds of things that Brandy, I'm sure, is very excited to talk about because she's so excited all the time. That's why I hired her.
That's so great. Yes, but let's first of all talk about what is the definition of dementia? Like if someone's listening and they maybe have a relative who is suffering from dementia, I mean, at what point do you say, yes, this dementia is such that this person can no longer mm-hmm. live at home or live, you know, and they qualify then mm-hmm. to be able to live at your facility.
Mm-hmm. So the only stipulation for someone to move into my place is that they have a diagnosis of dementia. And your question, the answer to your question is it depends on the individual. And so we have folks who have, they're along this journey of dementia in different stages. And dementia is an umbrella term for people. It encompasses about 80 different types of dementias. So dementia, what happens is the brain is dying and it's shrinking.
Certain parts of the brain die before others.
Yes. Yeah, so the first part of the brain to die with Alzheimer's, which is the most prominent type of dementia, are the language centers and memory centers. So that's why people always think that dementia is about losing short-term memory. It's just a symptom of the brain dying. And the part of the brain that dies last is the part that houses music. And that's why we use a lot of music therapy at our facility. We offer of course, meals throughout the day and snacks, and we eat off of china, and I have my staff sit down and eat meals with residents so that we have a family environment. That's good for residents because with dementia, some of them have forgotten how to eat. And so when they watch us eat, then they're cued to eat. And then they eat more because folks at this age are at risk of not eating and losing weight. And then it also provides an emotional well-being for them because we're like a family. And it provides an emotional well-being for my staff because we're like a family.
Yes, absolutely. And that's, I know, I was just telling Mindy and Brandy that I just finished reading Being Mortal, an amazing book by the surgeon Atul Gawande, and I recommend Being Mortal. Go down to our local bookstores and have them order it in if they don't have it. It's a book everyone should read. It's about, you know, how we age, how we die, and nursing homes, and this, and the research, of course, is showing, you know, music activities, family atmosphere. Brandy, since you are arranging activities for all these folks, and they're at different scale. I mean, some people are really aware and other people aren't. How do you plan things?
So we kind of manage things because we have certain people that maybe don't want to, you know, be around the other folks, you know.
They're a little more, they're more of,
yeah, so there's, I, what I do is I schedule certain, like, on Fridays we do have a happy hour. Every afternoon we do like a little kitchen type of thing, and I can usually get everybody to participate in that because it's food related. And then we have musicians come in. We have a gal that comes in every Wednesday and she plays for us. And, you know, maybe some of the folks that do have behaviors, when the music's playing, they are just content and happy. And it's a wonderful thing, you know, to see these people just smiling and singing along and dancing.
Music is so powerful. I just read something that music played at animal shelters calms dogs and the barking is reduced. So what kind of activities can you do with people who are challenged and who are in these various stages of dementia? Like, tell us about some of the things that you do. And right now, I think you have 14 residents and you're brand new. You just opened this summer. And as Mindy mentioned earlier, this is, you're serving Clatsop County, but there may be residents who live here who have relatives in other parts of the country who would come and be here, and then they could visit them. So what are the kinds of activities that you do? What do you do?
So once a week we do go on an outing. It's usually a bus ride. About a week and a half ago, the care center hosted a carnival, and I took 7 of the residents there, and they had a blast, and they ate oysters, and they played games, and there was a lady playing music, and they were up and dancing, and it was really wonderful, you know? And then, like I said, we'll go out for little drives and get ice cream cones, music. We have our happy hours.
And they're, because they're physically fit, some of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just their brains that are...
Yeah. We do a lot of laughing. We really do. It's just a lot of laughing. We've been doing this storytelling thing where we write little stories. We'll take turns going around the table. We wrote a really great one last week about this pumpkin at the pumpkin patch, and it was too big for the family to carry, and it fell out of the back of the car, and some kid broke his toe, and
so it's not a sad thing to
no,
be there.
It's not, and I think that's what it is. I think maybe for the family it might be sad, but for us, I mean, we're taking care of these people, and we're having fun, and we want them to have the most fun they can.
You are providing great quality of life then.
Absolutely. So, you know, people with dementia are speaking a language of emotion, right? And my entire life or my entire adulthood, I've been reading spiritual books about how to be in the moment, how to be in the moment. And in our facility, we're always in the moment, right? And with dementia, people may not remember your name, but they remember how you made them feel. So we're always connecting emotionally with people. And in that way, it's very beautiful.
And are there some who are aware enough to say, I mean, because some people probably just, they accept that they're there and that this is the new family that they're part of. Are there some who say, well, why am I here?
Sure, absolutely. That's part of dementia.
And but how do you answer that?
We say, oh, we're here. We're here to take care of you. Or let's walk down to the dining room and have a cup of coffee and some cookies. So what you do is we redirect all day long. So if we find someone in an agitated state or in an anxious state because they want to go home, which is completely understandable, we take them, we get them busy, we set them down with us, we have coffee, we connect, and pretty soon they're redirected so that they are content and happy. Dementia isn't, people don't have to be locked away or thrown away and live in isolation. The evidence shows that the more we connect with them emotionally and get them involved in regular activities that the rest of us have been, like we've been doing our entire lives, they really can thrive. And the brain does become engaged again.
So even though certain parts of the brain are going offline, there's still certain parts of the brain that also are engaged and still vibrant and connecting with.
Absolutely. And so music is an example of that. So the first part of the brain to die, like I said, is the part that houses the memory and the language. The last part of the brain to die with Alzheimer's is music, the part that houses music. And that's why musical therapy is so important. We watched the documentary Alive Inside, which was a hit at the Sundance Film Festival 2 years ago. And we bought iPods. We had a donation from a man whose wife was at the care center. And when we opened, he gave us money and we bought iPods. And Brandy, she sets them up with the music of that person's youth. So before someone admits, we do this long life story with them and we find out what was important to them in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And then she programs the iPods with the music that was important in their youth so that when they get there, we play that music for them so that they can transition successfully and safely for them. And we can connect with them in that way.
You're creating a joyful experience for people.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's an emotional job. There's like happy emotions. There's days where I feel like every day I actually tear up because it's wonderful things happening, you know?
And they're still able to do useful things like we talked about, you know, whether it's folding towels or engaging in the kitchen.
Yeah, I had a gal hauling strawberries the other day. We made strawberry shortcakes and she holds strawberries. And
Brandy takes some blackberry picking.
Yeah, we can just kind of walk down the street. There's a bunch of blackberries.
What are
right
the
there.
Ages typically? What ages like, would you say?
70 to almost 100.
Yeah. 70 to almost 100. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And right now, you would love to have some more musicians volunteer
musicians,
and
yeah.
come out and play music.
Mm-hmm.
What a great gift to give to the community. If you're a musician, the Clatsop Care Memory Community in Warrenton would love to have you come out and play music for the residents. And the way to reach the Clatsop Care Memory Community is, I'll give you a phone number. Or it's Mindy Stokes, and that's M-S-T-O-K-E-S, mstokes@clatsopcare.org. The phone number is 503-717-3659. And also, you said that you actually have a volunteer, a young person who comes in. And what does he do?
He just kind of helps out with everything. He's really, I think he's a 16-year-old kid and he knows how to work with these folks and he can help redirect and he does one-on-one. We also have, I have a family. It's a lady and her two children and they come in on the weekends. And that's wonderful for the residents to be around, you know, the babies. And
yes,
and we have folks that come in with their pets as well. So, I don't know. Pet therapy is a really good thing. We really like having pooches come in too. So
yes, yes, yes. There's actually a story in this book, Being Mortal, about a nursing home that brought in dogs, cats, and parakeets. Believe it or not, like I don't know, 50 parakeets or something on every floor, and they had no idea what they were doing. And the residents suddenly started. People who had been locked in silence suddenly began taking care of these birds. And you know, I'm amazed. This is cutting edge stuff happening right here in Clatsop County that you two are doing. And so, if you want to find out more information, we just have a couple minutes left. Let's tell people how to reach you and also any last thing that you'd like the listening audience to know about either dementia or Clatsop Care Memory Community.
So, you know, a lot of people in this culture think that the end of life is sad and sorrowful, and it's really not. It's really a time of beauty. And when you show up to connect with these folks, it it not only makes them happy, but it makes you happy. You know, I think we have a fear of, I know we have a fear of dying in this country, and it doesn't have to be that way. You know, the end of life is part of life, and we do great work. People are so happy. Families are so happy that their loved ones live with us. They come and they express to me every time that they know their loved one is physically better, that they're emotionally better, that they're not weepy. I do want to say that with Alzheimer's and dementia, it's easy for people to become isolated because they get stuck in their rooms. But what we do is we go retrieve them, and we bring them into the community, because that's part of dementia, that they can no longer leave their room, depending on where they are in their journey. And we do that. And we get them, and we bring them in, and we love on them. We just love on them all day long. That's what we do.
And you have a staff, enough staff to do that. We didn't even get a chance to talk about funding and all that kind of stuff, but I'm assuming that, you know, if somebody wanted to donate time, energy, you know, music, that you would do that. And I think we have to do another program on this, because this is so brand new that, you know, let's do another program in a couple of months and just talk a little bit more about how things are going. And Brandy, any last things that you would like the listening audience to know?
No, I would just say if anybody is interested in coming and playing music, we would love it.
Okay.
The folks would really enjoy it and...
Right. Interact. Because it sounds like you all are in the present moment. You have to be in the present moment when you're dealing with this. So that keeps you in the present moment, and it's a happy, joyful place. Where are you located in Warrenton?
We're at 2219 Southeast Dolphin Avenue.
Okay.
Just off of 101, south of Costco.
Okay. Excellent. Wow. What a great facility. I'm really impressed. I want to come visit, and I encourage all of you who are listening to check out Clatsop Care Memory Community. You can reach Mindy Stokes, M-S-T-O-K-E-S, at clatsopcare.org. You can give her a call at 503-717-3659. If you know someone who maybe would be a good candidate to go to the Clatsop Care Memory Community, or you want to be engaged and involved in some way, this is a way to do it. Thank you both so much for the important work you're doing. I had no idea that you were there, and you just opened in July.
You know, and just, you know, every day I go there, I've got someone, every time they see me, they're just so happy to see me. Where do you get that? Oh, honey, I love you. 20 times a day, where do you get that?
So, all right, so this sounds like that this facility offers more to more in this community than just to the actual residents and staff. Because if you want to be engaged and you want to stop by and you want to give somebody a hug or just say hi and check out what's happening, you're welcome to go there.
Please do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you both so much. I know you have to get going, so I will release you here.
Thanks,
as we
Donna.
Will switch to the second half of
Thank
the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mindy. Thank you, Brandy. So that was Mindy Stokes and Brandy Sweeney Everard from the Clatsop Care Memory Community, brand new facility just opened in Warrenton. I'm Donna Quinn, your host, and we are now going to move into the second half of the program and speak with Jane Cartwright. Jane is the president of the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. Hi, Jane.
Good morning, Donna. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, the mic's all working. We're all good. Yay. Thanks, Terry. So, Jane, tell us a teeny bit about yourself before we talk about what the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific is.
Okay, thank you. I am from Michigan. I got my teaching degree and went to Alaska. I thought I would teach up there, but instead I started fishing in 1980, and my husband's from Seaside, so I ended up coming down here, and I've worked in the schools here, and now I volunteer with Assistance League, which I dearly love.
And, well, we're lucky to have you. Thank you for coming here and volunteering, because this town runs on volunteers, this whole county, in fact. Tell, for the listeners who may not be familiar with the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, what is it?
Assistance League is a group of women. It's hooked with the National Assistance League. Our chapter is about 8 years old, and we assist people in the community. So we have four philanthropic programs. Our largest one is Operation School Bell, which we're doing right now. It is, we help to clothe the kids in all five school districts. It's wonderful. We go into the elementary schools and the teachers or the counselors choose the kids that need to have some new clothes, and we measure them and talk to them and ask them what colors they like. And then we go back to our warehouse, which Liz Knutson has already bought lots of clothes, and we go shopping there and take back 2 pairs of pants, 2 shirts, a sweatshirt, a jacket, underwear, socks, and tennis shoes for each child.
So important. That's so important. And you have briefly, the other 3 programs are?
Our athletic scholarships. We do a duffel bag program for the county for foster kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we do Cinderella's Closet, which we have almost 300 dresses that we lend out for the homecoming dances and proms.
Oh, that's terrific. Wonderful. And the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific has something really exciting happening this Saturday, October 10th. What is the Country Home and Chef Tour?
This is our 8th annual Home and Chef Tour. We've chosen to do it out in the country this year. We have 5 absolutely beautiful houses. One was the Mary Kinney Estate. It's the old stone house on Lewis and Clark Road, just past the school. And it is an old stone house that has such history. It's just amazing. We then go down to the Bergeson House. We go to the House's home, Georgian House, and over to Inman's, to Pope's.
And Brims is part of it this year, and people buy tickets for this. They can buy them at Holly McCone, at...
I would say the day of, the most simple way to do it would be to stop at Brims first.
On Saturday morning.
The tour starts from 11 to 4.
Okay.
Yes. The tour is from 11 to 4, and you can buy your tickets right there. Ahead of time, you can buy them at Holly McCone's or any of the...
They're different banks. Right. No, that's great. The other thing is that when people go, because people love to look at other people's houses, they love this. So this is this wonderful country home tour. And there's also an added bonus. There's a chef at each house.
We do have a chef making bites of their greatest foods. We have Fulio's at one of the houses. We have Baked Alaska. We have Astoria Coffee House. We have the bakery.
Well, just at every house, what you need to know is that you buy your ticket and you go to the houses. Do they go in a certain order, or do they just they go to Brims and get their ticket, let's say, or if they're downtown shopping, they can go to Holly's? And
if you stop at Brims and buy your ticket and start there, you will get a booklet with a map and a little bit about each house. In it, and that way it'll show you it will be a circle that you'll end up making. You can go out Lewis and Clark Road, and then you'll cut across to Tucker Creek and come back Youngs River Road, and it'll probably be about a 2-hour tour, maybe a little bit longer. And we're hoping for sunshine, although we love the rain. Because just even the drive around that circle is absolutely gorgeous.
Well, just being out in the country, I mean, what a great thing to do, to take a couple of hours on a Saturday from 11 to 4 this Saturday and help the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, which helps our children, our young people, and schools, in our schools, and with clothing and all the good things that you do. And you get to go and look at other people's, at these wonderful homes, mm-hmm. and eat, you know, from, you know, the chefs that are cooking at the various houses and offering special things.
It is just, it's really a fun afternoon. As I said, it's our 8th annual. It's been quite successful for the 8 years, and we are really excited to be out in the country. The Stone House, which is the first house I was talking about, was built in 1912, and it's the Mary Kinney Estate. And Mary Kinney was the first woman in the Senate for Oregon.
Yes.
So that is quite exciting. And the people that now own it are in the process of still fixing it up. But it is unbelievably gorgeous.
Mm. And all the houses are in Astoria, but they're in the country,
yes,
surrounding Astoria.
Yes.
So and anyone can buy a ticket, mm-hmm. can come to this and participate in this.
Correct.
And Lums is one of your big sponsors, I know.
Yes, Lums is our main sponsor for this. They've always been so wonderful to us. We actually have quite a large budget for all of our philanthropics. We need it to make about $100,000 a year. So it's a big nonprofit.
So you all are scrambling because you're always having to think of interesting, innovative fundraisers.
Exactly.
And this one, because people, again, they do love to take home tours. Yes. And then you mentioned earlier that you were just going to say a little word about something that's going to happen in the spring, something that's brand new,
true.
I believe.
Yes, we are going to have a fabulous fun night at the Armory on March 5th. It's a new fundraiser for us. It's going to be a there will be a band, there will be games. It's a relaxed party. You can wear your blue jeans and your sweatshirts, and we'll have a marketplace. And we're just really excited about sharing more of the clothing and what we do with a bigger part of the community.
How many people are involved with the Assistance League? Like, how big is your chapter here? I know it's a national organization as well.
Our chapter is 120.
Really?
People. Yes, which is just fabulous. And we probably have, I don't quite have the count for this fall, but I would say at least 60 people are helping to dress the kids of all ages in the schools right now in the fall. And we have, I would guess, about 80, 85 people out of the 120 work really hard.
And you're funded by, obviously, you're a 501c3, so you get donations, you do these fundraisers so that you can provide clothes to the kids in the schools and all the other things that you do.
Yes. The other thing that just went out, so some people might see it in their mailbox, is our direct mail. That has been coming a larger fundraiser. So if you see it in your mailbox, you might take a second look.
Well, there are so many wonderful nonprofits functioning here, and a lot of times they're under the radar. People don't know about them, and people aren't sure who's doing what. So it's great that the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific is focusing on, you know, children in schools and the needs of our young people. Mm-hmm. That's really important. As is the opportunity for you to participate by going to Brim's on Saturday and purchasing a ticket for the home tour. We just have a couple of minutes left. What else would you like the listening audience to know about the Saturday, October 10th Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific Chef, it's a home and chef country tour. Is that what you're calling it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I just think you'll be so delighted. Each house has amazing, something really fabulous qualities involved. For instance, the Inman house has they have 50 goats and 50 Red Angus cattle in the yard. They have a 1900 barn and pasture land, so that will be a great one to see. And Fulio's will be at that home.
And this is appropriate. I mean, you can bring your family. I mean, families can come because mm-hmm. what a great opportunity for young people to, again, realize that they are helping a worthwhile nonprofit and that it is, you know, it's a great outing, a great country outing. Terry's telling me we don't have any more time. Jane, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much, Donna. This is wonderful.
And I really encourage all of you to go to Brim's on Saturday morning. Brim's is open in the morning, and the tour is from 11 to 4, and get your brochure. You can buy your tickets there, or you can go to Holly McCone in advance and be part of this worthwhile organization. Thanks again, Jane, for being here.
Thanks.
And much gratitude to you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It helps de-stress your body. And then focus on all the good things in your life, the things that are working well. There will always be those things that aren't working well, but there are also things that are going well. And focus on those and expanding those. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, for doing the best you can. everybody's just doing the best they can. And for being here now, now, in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.